Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, July 11th, 2014. And on today's podcast, we're going back to the nation of Ukraine to discuss some of the results of the ongoing crisis there. And we will also look at how that crisis has revealed corruption in high places right here in America. We wonder how the U.S. imposed sanctions against Russia are working. Mr. Putin doesn't seem too concerned about them. And the European Union, especially Germany, doesn't seem too concerned either. The EU has walked very softly around Russia since this whole incident started and has lobbied and often for sanctions far less stringent than the U.S. wanted imposed. The question is why the EU is so willing to work with Russia and so unwilling to impose sanctions. It turns out that Mr. Putin is a very astute politician and diplomat. He recognizes the weaknesses of the former Soviet Union and why that union did not and will not work in the modern world. The Soviet Union had lots of hard power with its arsenal of ICBMs, its thousands of tanks and millions of soldiers that used to be so intimidating, especially to captive states, but it was very weak in what has come to be called soft power, the controlling of nations through diplomatic and internal meddling, etc., control of infrastructure, undermining politically, and so forth. This is the power the U.S. has always been good at exercising, but apparently Mr. Putin has set out to counter the U.S. soft power. We all know that much of the European economy depends on Russian natural gas, and that is why the Russian energy giant Gazprom is not affected by the sanctions. Any sanctions against Gazprom would cause GDP declines that would be catastrophic across the European Union countries. Also, many EU jobs depend on economic exchanges with Russia. The interesting thing is that the Russians' annexation of Crimea has also annexed Crimea's offshore energy fields, potentially worth trillions of dollars. That has also caused an even deeper dependence by Europe on Russia and has also ended any chance of Ukraine achieving energy security for the near future. So they have to go begging. The Black Sea deposits off Ukraine, off Crimea, according to reports, are comparable to the early days of the North Sea. Now Russians, rather than Ukrainians, control the Black Sea oil and gas deposits. Gazprom announced plans to develop the Black Sea fields as soon as Russia had control. Russia has taken control of the Ukrainian natural gas company in Crimea, along with its drilling rigs as well. So Russia has a stranglehold in Europe through Gazprom, and now it is moving aggressively to the east with its $400 billion contract with China's state oil company, China National Petroleum, or CNPC. This contract also done by Gazprom. Gazprom will build a $22 billion pipeline to supply CNPC with gas. Finally, we have a story about fortunate sons. You know the ones. Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Oh, they're red, white, and blue. Fortunate sons don't waste time. And as Rahm Emanuel said, quote, never let a good crisis go to waste. And I will add, there's always a way to make a profit when you have lots of soft power. Hunter Biden, son of Vice President Joe Biden, recently joined the board of Ukraine's largest private gas producer, Burisma Holdings Limited. Hunter joined along with Devin Archer, who works with him at Rosemont Seneca Partners, which is affiliated with Rosemont Capital, which Archer co-founded with Christopher Hines, heir to the Ketchup fortune with Secretary of State John Kerry's stepson. Is this corruption, just lucky, or just very talented? Well, I wonder if Mr. Biden's board membership had anything to do with the U.S. trying to overthrow the pro-Russian Ukrainian duly elected government, I wonder if it had anything to do with the U.S.'s efforts to get Gazprom sanctioned and the U.S.'s strong opposition to Russia in Crimea. It smells bad to me, folks, but that's just the way I see it. Until next time, this is Daryl Castle. Thanks for listening.